Task 2. You will listen to an interview between the Work Experience Coordinator, Mr. Locke, and Caroline Choi, a company director. As you listen, make notes on the note sheet in the data file on page 3 of the question paper. Then write an article for Employment Times. Refer to the notes that you made on your note sheet and use the information from the data file. You now have 2 minutes to study the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 3 of your question paper.
Ms. Choi, thank you for agreeing to speak to me about the Work Experience Programme.
It's my pleasure. I do think employers get a lot of benefits from employing people on a Work Experience Programme.
Could you give me some examples of the benefits you think they get?
Well, the students, for a start, are generally lovely. They're keen to learn and hard-working because they're so young. It's very refreshing.
What sort of work can they do?
Well, they can do a lot of basic work, which is great.
Really? Why is it useful for employers if the students can only do basic work?
Well, because it makes the senior staff happy. If the experienced staff have to do all the basic work, they get really bored.
I see. Well now, are there any other advantages to the employers of this scheme?
Oh yes. Employers can employ their work experience students again later. They already know them, you see.
I understand. And do many employers take the students on again as regular staff?
Yes, they do. It's a real bonus for the employers.
Well, that's great. But what about the downsides to this programme? Sometimes employers complain that the work experience student takes up staff time.
That can be true. The students are inexperienced, and this means that they often get confused. They can get pretty tired too when they're not used to the hours. And some employers do find that a member of staff needs to supervise them. However, I think it's important to give a place to students.
Oh, why is that?
Well, we all want competent staff, don't we? We all want to employ people who know how to work. And students need to learn how to work. This is the way we can teach them. And I think it's a good experience for young people to work.
It's good for them to work, and it's good for us to employ them. Thank you very much, Miss Choi.
My pleasure. That's the end of task 2.